to Porn Star Life Coach. I am your host today, Phoenix Marie, and we are here in the Julie Land. Well, I don't really know where Julie Land is. It's kind of everywhere, don't you guys think?
Absolutely.
It's like Imagination Land.
And I have two gorgeous guests with me. The first is
Kendall Carson.
And the second?
Evelyn and Ashley.
I like how she says Eva. And we have a dick in the corner. No, I mean Richard Avery. Richard Avery is also here with us, of course.
At least it's not in your ass like you usually.
Lame.
Phoenix wishes it was.
Exactly.
True story.
Phoenix's chair at the round table just has like a dildo duct taped straight up to it.
I'm all, and sit. Okay, we're good. Now I'm comfortable. But today we're not going to talk about ass because we had so much fun talking about pussy on the last one. I think we should talk about boobs.
Tits.
Boobs.
Tits.
Boobs.
Boobies.
Breastages.
What else did you call them?
Fun bags.
And?
Headlights. Winnebagos.
Keep going.
Moneymakers.
I know you got a million of them. Come on.
No, I can't.
Were you more of a boob guy or an ass guy growing up?
When I was young, I was a boob guy because we didn't see a lot of ass in the
fake asses.
I think the ass thing was like very big back then.
No.
Was it? It was more the big boob thing.
It was about boobs because you didn't see a whole lot besides boobs. And I always, as a kid, I think when my first...
The world was 2D then.
Yeah. But like, I just always loved boobs. Still do love boobs. I think they're amazing. They're fun to play with. I always tell people like, hey, they're why I like women because they not only taste good and they feel good.
Speaking boobs. Of filling,
you guys all you have fake boobs.
I have fake boobs.
Mine are fake.
Mine are real.
Yeah, different shapes and sizes. What do you guys like about? You guys hook up with girls more than I do. So what do you guys like about tits?
Well, I was a true A before I got my boobs. This is 12 years ago now, and I just like the fact of the whole image of boobs, and I also have a huge ass, so I wanted to look like a Coke bottle instead of just a pear. So for me, I just like whatever the girl feels comfortable with. Like if she has natural tits and they're like brown to love and they're just nipples, but like she's bubbly and loves them, I'm going to lick them, play with them. I just like to play with boobs, all sizes.
Yeah, I went from an A as well to a D. So for me, I don't care. Like I like either itty bitty boobs or like really big fake tits. Like I don't like the in between pointy ones. I like them to be like
you've
more
round. You got your spectrum right
I'm
here.
Like, yes. Yeah. So, but no, as long as a girl is confident and comfortable, I think like that's the most important thing. Because when a girl's really self conscious, like I was before I got my boobs done, it's I don't know. It kind of kills the mood. I think
every girl I've ever known to get a boob job. Confidence levels skyrockets after every boob job.
Aiden's pretty confident, and she doesn't have boobs.
She has great tits.
Fake
give me a
boobs.
Fucking
fake boobs. You know what I mean?
Her tits
fake.
Are amazing.
And she's covering herself, by the way. I think that's kind of cute.
She's scared.
How big are your boobs?
They're like, you know, triple B's.
She just straps
and
them down.
We know that's not true because we've seen you naked.
No, we've seen her. No, she has great.
No,
like, really like, beautiful shape, beautiful. I mean, they're just perfect. They are perfect.
Well, thank you then, Dick.
Sorry, I notice these things with you girls.
You do.
I do. I like my boobs. They're a good shape. I have tiny nipples I can cover with my pinkies.
Me too. It's
kind of odd.
What do you girls like to? Do you like fake or when you're all your girls?
I like.
Lexi
what
has
saying.
Real
it's,
and
yeah. Lexi's boobs have got a little bit smaller than the past couple months.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't say that. Don't tell her. Please don't tell her.
I'm going to make sure she Googles this episode.
Anyway, no.
So you tweet her, Lexi. I heard your tits are smaller, Lexi.
God,
Tell everyone. If you guys tell her, I'll kill you. Anyway, no, I've actually had a pretty good a boob experience like a week ago. I was on set and I was working with this girl that I've wanted to for a while, Bella Noir.
Uh-huh,
you guys know her. She's pretty hot. She's pretty hot. But we're like trying to do, like we're doing a scene for Girlfriend Films and we're trying to do the scissoring thing. And she has like these awesome boobs that are natural and around like D's or something. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like, you know, natural. So they flop on their own and do their own fucking thing whenever they want to.
Right.
So she used her boobs to titty fuck me. And all of a sudden I look down and I don't know what's going on because I've never had a girl literally fuck me with her nipple before in my entire life. But Bella Noir fucked me with her nipple last week and her boobs were so soft. It felt almost as good as like anything else. And
like
she actually got me off.
Like
because
a tongue.
Yeah, she was using her nipple as a fucking tongue.
Yeah.
That's
and it was pretty
hot.
Awesome. And that was probably like my first real experience with a boob that has actually got me off. So props to Bella Noir.
Yeah, exactly. Right here too. That's hot.
Like, so that was my titty thing.
I am intrigued.
Yeah. And also boobs for me also. I have this very, very, very good image of Samantha Bentley's tits. Oh. She has, oh God, she has amazing boobs.
Those are
anyway,
nice boobs.
I saw this guy fucking her once. And while she's being fucked, her like boobs were like flopping up, like, and almost hitting her in the face. And like, it was really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Because they're like, as she was getting fucked, like her skin was perfectly going to the rhythm of this guy's rhythm. And her tits were like one at a time, almost punching her in the face. And for some reason, I was sitting on the windowsill, drinking a glass of champagne and smoking a bowl of weed. And honestly, I was just watching her get fucked and I almost came myself.
That's so awesome.
Because I was just watching her tits and it was like the motion of the ocean.
She's got great tits. Too.
They are. Yeah.
It was something really nice. Something about the motion of the like the tip ripple or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
No, you're
it was
right.
Like a,
I don't know what it
was
called.
Like,
it is, no.
It was like a boob tsunami.
Yeah, it was like this awesome like ocean rhythm and like you just knew the guy had good rhythm going at him because like her tits were like going at the same thing. I was like, it's kind of hot. I was just sitting there drinking champagne watching it.
Would you ever consider getting a boob job?
Probably not, but maybe. Well, no, I will.
When you're 50.
When I'm like, when I need them, like probably in another like 5 years-ish. When they're not looking so up there and great. Yeah, like I'm going to get a tit job eventually someday, but not in the next like 5 years.
And Kendall, you? Are you going to?
I already have mine done, but I'm going to get them redone in a couple months.
Awesome. And I like the sound of that. Go big or go home.
See, I'm thinking about boobs now. I'm all Angela White's 38. I know, I know. I'm like, yes.
Her tits are amazing too. Huge. All right, so what are the, let's drop some names here. Best tits you guys have seen. Fake or real, doesn't matter. Great tits.
Jaden James.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say Jaden James.
You have to.
Great. Hers just hang.
Perfect. They're like they're real.
Her great nipples.
Yeah. Everything.
Amazing.
Madison Ivy. Mm. I think she has great tits.
What do you think about Daisy Marie?
Long time name hasn't been brought up. She's awesome.
Her boobs I liked
good.
Her, her tits were really nice.
Huge. They were just like nice.
Great shape.
Amy Reed. Boom.
Great tits. Nice natural. Aiden, come on, girl. Drop some names.
I like Samantha's boobs.
Samantha, of course. Bentley, of course.
We have to say hers, of course. Bella's is a good one to begin with. God, I forget this girl. I was on set with her like a month ago, and she had fake boobs, and they're so fucking pretty, but I forget who she was.
What do you think about these girls that go super duper gigantic? What do you think about these girls that go just super duper gigantic?
So, the basketball tits.
Yeah.
And there's a huge fetish for that. Yeah. And feature dancing back in the day, that's why Lisa Ann's boobs are as big as they are. Like, she said, like, that's how you draw a crowd. Like, her breasts were showstoppers. And to me, I'm like, they get to a point of being too big. And then it's like, do you want to be looked at sideways when you walk down the street? Or do you want to be a lady? And that's kind of how I always judge boobs. It's like, do you want them to be like, oh my God, all I see is her tits? Or do you want it to be like, wow, that's a really hot total package?
Right. I won't name names on this one, but there's some girls that have these great tits and the nice natural tits. There's like two girls I know, and it annoys me that no matter what you conversation comes up, they always have to bring up their tits. Like it's like it gives them their self-importance. It makes them feel like, oh, and it's like, dude, you're more than your tits. Like, whoop-de fucking do. Like, but it's always such a thing, you know, let it go. Like, and they're lousy fucks, or they can't do anything else. They just expect, hey, you should just get off just looking at my tits. Like, no, you got to work.
Yeah, no, I know.
You got to work harder
than that.
That
girl too, that just lays on her back and expects the ripple to do it for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
wow.
And
the starfish.
I'm like, oh, the starfish is the worst.
Yeah, I know.
The turtle.
Have you guys?
I just put their legs up in the air and kind of like wiggle them a little
oh
bit.
What? Since you had your last boob job was how long ago?
2 years. Okay. After
What recommendations or what advice would you give girls looking to get boob jobs?
I would say always. And kind of know what the look you want. Like, bring pictures of girls that you like would probably be my first thing. Like, I trusted my doctor because I had seen him do a breast reduction on a woman with huge natural tits. And I saw how awesome they looked, no scars. And I went, okay, that I liked her body. What? She's very similar to mine. So it's like, make me look kind of similar to this. And then let them kind of adjust because there's things inside our bodies we don't know. Like, how the muscles are, how our ribs are, because that's a huge part on, you know, separation between your breasts, etc. So kind of go through different sizes and tell them, say, I want to be able to titty fuck. That was kind of the joke of my last boob job. I was like, he looked at me and goes, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Do you want to be a porn star or do you want to be a woman? Yeah. And I said, I want to be a woman. I'm like, because these sizes are the same sizes as a couple girlfriends who have ginormous tits in our industry, but the way he laid them out and put them under my muscle, I wanted a woman. Wow. And now I can titty fuck. Because the old ones were super hard and they were kind of up there, and I was like, okay, yeah. 10 years, boom, time to go, new ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's something too, like a lot of girls make the mistake of, is they're like, oh, I want these big fake tits. And they go and they have like the implants overfilled and then they're hard and they just look like balls like stuck on their chest and they don't take care of the one them after that the surgery.
One of my first porn stars I met back in the day, she had the worst tits. They literally look like two basketballs just stuck. I always felt like she would take them off like they were stuck on her by Velcro. Like she would just go and then like put them down and, you know, go to bed and then stick them back on. They were just these round balls that were just, it was crazy. And I just, it was, and it looked like her skin was so tight and it was like, because they were too big for her body. She was like 5 feet tall and she had these triple E's and it was just ridiculous. I got it and she worked a lot and she was famous, but it was not attractive. I just felt like they were trying to get out of her body because they were so big.
No, and that's another thing, like let your doctor kind of tell you like, hey, you want to go to double D, but right now you're a true A. You need to do a step in between that.
Right. And that's what I did. You know, like I went as big as I could the first time, and now I'm going back and I'm getting a different type of input and wider so I have more cleavage because now I've stretched and I can do that. So,
Of course, but I will say the hottest chick I ever had sex with was Brianna Love, and she had no boobs at all, just nipples. And it was like, she still is my favorite chick ever.
Can I just say, though, about boobs? Like, my favorite thing is nipples. Like, I love playing with nipples and, like, licking them and teasing them.
Are you super sensitive still?
Not as sensitive as they used to be because I did go through the nipple, but they were, like, hypersensitive for, like, 3 years afterwards. Yeah. So
I still have total sensitivity.
Yeah, no, I still feel them, but they're not like where you touch it or like a shirt brushes up against it and you're like, oh my God, not quite that much anymore.
Right. Okay, we're all getting excited. This conversation, we're all going. Now, what about you guys? Have you, like we were saying, like the best boobs you've ever seen and stuff like that. What do you guys say to a girl that you're going to have sex with her and she's got a really bad boob job? Do you even say anything, Aiden?
I just kind of just like
you look away, or do you just go downtown and just like I'm gonna go down to the bus. I'm gonna go.
Exactly. Wait, we have to solve for X here.
And no filter and
no filter. Yeah, I've fucked up a couple times.
What did you? Okay, what's the meanest thing you've ever said to a girl about her boobs?
I kind of just.
You should get your money back.
Straight out, I've said pretty much everything. Horrible thing I probably should not have said. Like, you should probably go get this redone. Problem is, like, I have a family member who's in the plastic surgery field. So I grew up, I actually worked in a plastic surgery office when I was growing up and in high school and this and that.
That's
so
awesome.
I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boob jobs from a plastic surgeon. Quite honestly, I was the model for the plastic surgery place before I haven't even had a single thing done to me, not even like a collagen treatment or anything. And they used my body to model for this plastic surgery company when I was 19 years old, being like, you can look like this too if you come here.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wait, I haven't had anything done, you dumbasses. But yeah, so I've seen horrible boob jobs. They did a lot of like corrections, but then also I've seen great ones. So
I know it's like it's a weird thing. It's like the good, but the good, the bad, and the ugly of boob jobs. I've seen
the
same thing.
Yeah, they're just like
I've seen some amazing ones, and they feel great, and you're like, wow, this is the greatest thing ever invented. And then you've seen some ones where just that girl takes her clothes off, and I'm just sitting there getting ready to shoot, and shakes her bra off, and I'm just like, oh god, this is gonna be tough. I think you should keep the bra.
Yeah.
Keep the bra. It looks really good.
Mr. Avery grabs the freaking latex tape and just says, you know, we're going to cover your tits like that the whole time. I'm not even going to touch them.
Yeah, we're giving away his secrets.
I think in this scene, though, it's just like you just pretend that they're not there and just focus all on like the vagina and the ass.
Yeah. I've definitely done the drunken thing before when like a girl's taking off her shirt and I kind of just do the one hand like titty slap.
Oh!
I kind of just do the like the tap just like to see what they do and how they bounce.
It's like, and not so good. Sorry.
Yeah, like the scoop. Like, scoop it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, cool. Didn't try and bite me back. We're good. We're good.
And they kind of just look at me as I'm slapping their tit. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had somebody slap your tits and, like, leave bruises or anything like that?
Yes.
Anybody ever bite your
bite
tits?
Bite marks?
Yep.
Lexi.
I had a, when I was first in the business, Stephen St. Croix, I was at Kink. I was new. I let him flog me. And of course, we all know me, like, smart mouth, how I am. And he beat my tit to the point of incorrectly. And the flogger wrapped and allowed blood inside of, it stretched the skin and the muscle away from the implant and it filled with blood. I couldn't work for 3 months because it took that long for the blood to
dissipate
back into my system. Wow. But I've definitely, yeah, I had one scene right after me and Manuel worked together for busty lifeguards and he slapped me just the right way that it blacked out one side of my tit. And I was like, the next day I had a content thing. I was like, you guys don't want to shoot me? Like, it's not coverable. They're like, it's fine. It's a biker scene. You just got beat up. You're a bad bitch. And I was like, all right, if you guys want to put it in, that's fine. But
that like, it's a biker scene. We're good. Yeah, no, after my 21st birthday, I was in West Hollywood with Lexi. She bit me so much on my tits. Like, my entire boobs looked like, I don't even know, like, some sort of, like, animal got to them or something. And there was literally, like, just, like, bite marks, teeth marks, scratch marks. I've never even seen something like this in a movie. And I had to cancel, like, 2 months worth of shit until, like...
Oh, yeah, like, Arnica was not...
Yeah, they went working. They went from, like, the phase of, like, actual... You could see her teeth marks in my skin to, like, the bruise phase to, like, turning green phase. And I'm just like,
wow,
cool. And I have, like, all these, like, pictures of, like, my 21st birthday just, like, head to toe in bite marks.
That's, I think somebody should give Lexi like shots or tests for rabies.
Or like, I should like file her teeth down while she's sleeping.
Or give her a mouth.
I think porn stars would love me everywhere if I did that, right?
Yes. For her birthday, you give her a mouth guard.
Yeah. I just super glue it in her mouth, like the Invisalign. I put super glue and like put it in her mouth at conventions.
She's like, arr, 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 I can't bite.
Cap or teeth.
A dog? Like
yeah,
dog.
The muzzle.
The muzzle? Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, I hope you guys love boobs and pussy as much as we do, because obviously we've talked about both now. And you can find Miss Kendall at
Kendall Carson, KENDALL, KARSONXO, like hugs and kisses on Twitter, and KendallCarson.com.
And Miss Aiden Ashley.
You can find me at evilaiden.com or twitter.com/AidenAshley.
And I'm P. Marizzle, and you can find me here at the Julie Lynn Universe, all over the place. And, of course, we have Dick still in the corner. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed.